This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And as our producer Aaron knows, we talked yesterday about John Shumway and I back in the day decided to interview a mom of a celebrity in Pittsburgh. So Jerome Bettis doesn't get any bigger. Super Bowl champ, not only a Super Bowl champ, but he is the recipient of a Walter Payton Award, and only one player in the league gets that every year. And I know that made mom happy. We have Jerome Bettis's mom, Gladys, who is in Detroit getting ready to head to Atlanta for a big graduation. Gladys, welcome back to KDK.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. And you've been inspirational as a breast cancer survivor and always appreciated you coming to our event to speak to women and people that are dealing with this. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. I am a 10-year survivor. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it's that long. But
it's been that long, yeah. And I speak. I love to speak. I believe in our survivors. I believe in talking to women, talking to people in general about what they're going through. And I just talk about what I went through and what it meant to me. You know, and I found out how strong I was, and I heard Jerome doing his Hall of Fame speech say, I found out, he said, my mother is the strongest person I know. And I was sitting there with tears. I'm thinking, am I really? Oh, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I went through this battle, and I took them with me. So I'm great. I am great.
That's wonderful news, Gladys. What is your elevator pitch to people when you have an opportunity to share your message?
You know what? Support is my biggest issue with it. We need support. You need, if you know someone, anyone that's going through this struggle, call them, go see them, just text them, whatever. See if they need anything. If they're not, sometimes just your voice does it. And just a heartfelt message to them, sometimes that does it. So I'm on that side. I really, really believe that. You know, I had a angel with me. I had a sister who never let me go a day on chemo without her. You know, my hair fell out. And she's such a hair person. And she said to me, she said, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to cut my hair for you. That was the sweetest thing she said to me. And I know this girl doesn't even put a hat on because she don't want to mess her hair up. She's one of those type of people, but she did everything. So, I just really believe in that. And I just let people know, just hang in there. don't give up. Don't ever give up, because it's strength on the other side.
We're with Gladys Bettis, mom of Jerome Bettis, so well-loved here, certainly in Pittsburgh, and what he and his foundation continues to do with the bus stop and helping kids in particular. But I went back to our archives. So, Gladys, when I first took over this job from the late John Cigna, Jerome was a regular guest every week during the season. Mm-hmm. And we created this open for his segment on our show I want to share with you. How about that? And he did.
How about that?
He did get us to a Super Bowl.
He did get us there. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that gold? So
yes.
I know you have another son, John, who lives in the area. I just saw him in front of the Giant Eagle a couple of weeks ago, so I got
to
say.
He told me that last night. He said, oh, we see him at the Giant Eagle. I said, well, he must live up in the north up there where you somewhere. Right. He said, yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, man, that's good, because John is a wonderful person, not as famous as Brother Jerome,
no.
But still delightful.
Oh, and he is. He's, and you know what? You guys have taken my other son. You took...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerome, but now you've got John. He loves it. He's been there almost 15 years now, he said, or maybe over 15 years. And he's doing great things there. He's working in, Jerome and him work together. And John is doing great. It's beautiful. I'm happy. And you have my granddaughter. John's daughter graduated. When she graduated from Drexel, she came to Pittsburgh with John. So you know, you're building. You got all three of my family.
You never thought you would give birth to a couple of yinzers.
Speaking of family, Gladys, what plans do you have for Mother's Day?
She's rolling here shortly.
Ooh, now that right there. I'm going to Atlanta. That's where Jerome lives. Him and his wife, the other two of them are in school. But Jerome Jr. is graduating out of high school Saturday. He's in Notre Dame already. He's been there since January. So he took some online classes earlier. They're doing it different now, and they get the guys to come in to start their career a little earlier. So he's been there. But the school decided they would let him walk with his class. So his big day is Saturday, and I can't wait to get there, so to see him, get my hands on him. And you guys look out, because he's going to be playing for Notre Dame. And when he comes out of there, there's no telling where he might go. Wouldn't it be something if he came to the Steelers?
And the number one draft pick is another Bettis.
Another
Bettis. Well, what was it like for you to have Jerome go back to Notre Dame just a few years ago and finish his degree and now have a grandson going there too?
Isn't that incredible? And Jerome's daughter, he only has two children, and his daughter is in her second year at Notre Dame.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm telling you, they sucked them up. So, you know, but Jerome did the right thing when these kids were little kids. I saw something that Junior wrote that I was 8 years old, you know, and I remember being at Notre Dame, and I thought to myself, I want to come here. When I get older, this is what I want to do. You know, this is where I want to come. And it wasn't about football then, because he wasn't even playing any football. Jerome didn't let him play when he was a little guy like that. He wasn't playing any football, but he had just been on that campus made a difference with him, you know. And people tell you that, show your kids, take them around the environment, and I guess it kind of worked, but with both of them, because that, you know, and I'm so proud of them both. And I remember Jada started this, Jerome's daughter. I was just reading it in one of the books from Notre Dame, and they had a little story in there about Jerome. I guess I got it in the mail from the Mendoza group, a school of the engineering, one of the engineering school, I'm sorry, the business schools. They sent this little book out, and I just happened to be looking in it a couple of days ago. And then the first thing it said was Jada Bettis.
Wow.
So,
well,
Jada Bettis.
I can't imagine how proud you must be on your way to see family for Mother's Day,
yes,
and a graduation for the weekend. Gladys Bettis, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you thought about me. I love you guys.
And we love you. Safe travels, and give Jerome and John our best.
I will. Thank you so much.
Anyone who is curious where the personality in that wonderful guy, Jerome Bettis,
comes from,
there you go.
There's the answer right there, honestly. Because Jerome will tell you, he was on the edge as a teenager of going one direction or the other, and obviously he chose the right path. But how could you not love Gladys?
Exactly.